Silence by Becca Fitzpatrick. The angel leaned on a gravestone, but at the sight of Hank, he straightened. Dressed strictly in black, including a leather motorcycle jacket, he was difficult to distinguish from the shadows. He hadn't shaved in days. His hair was unruly and unkempt, and there were lines of worry around his mouth. Mourning the disappearance of his girlfriend, then, all the better.
"You look a little worse for wear. Patch, is it?"
Hank said, stopping a few feet away. The angel smiled, but it wasn't pleasant.
"And here I thought maybe you'd had a few sleepless nights yourself. After all, she's your own flesh and blood. From the looks of it, you've been getting your beauty sleep. Rickson always said you were a pretty boy."
Hank let the insult roll off. Rickson was the fallen angel he used to possess his body every year during the month of Cheshvan, and he was as good as dead. With him gone, there was nothing left in the world that frightened Hank.
"Well, what do you have for me? It had better be good."
"I paid a visit to your house, but you'd skulked off into hiding with your tail between your legs, taking your family with you," the angel said in a low voice resonating with something Hank couldn't quite interpret. It was halfway between contempt and mockery.
"Yes, I thought you might try something rash. An eye for an eye. Isn't that the creed of fallen angels?"
Hank couldn't tell if he was impressed by the angel's cool demeanor or irritated. He'd expected to find the angel frantic and desperate. At the very least, he'd hoped to provoke him into violence. Any excuse to bring his men running. Nothing like a bloodbath to instill camaraderie.
"Let's cut the pleasantries. Tell me you brought me something useful."
The angel shrugged. "Playing your rat seemed unimportant next to finding where you've stashed your daughter." The muscle in Hank's jaw tightened.
"This wasn't the deal."
"I'll get you the information you need," the angel answered, almost conversationally, if it weren't for that chilling gleam in his eyes. "But first, release Nora. Get your man on the phone now."
"I'll need insurance you'll cooperate long term. I'm keeping her until you make good on your side of the deal."
The corners on the angel's mouth tipped up, but it was hardly a smile. There was something truly menacing in the result.
"I'm not here to negotiate,"